for you. Walk out on me before I tried to tell you, but you didn't wanna know. This time you're different, you're determined to go.
WMFO 10:02 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? Really nice little set there, ending with some new noise from Paul Collins of Paul Collins Beat. You may remember that was on a brand new compilation from Gem Records, celebrating the music of Jagger and Richards. That was Tell Me. Just before that, the great Billy Cobb from 2019's record Zerwe. It's an EP called She Doesn't Love Me. The irrepressible Asa Brebner, Boston's own, from Abbey Lode back in 2006. I was Babes in the Bar. The Fabulous Thunderbirds. I love a fabulous cover, and that was a fabulous cover from something they did in 2016. The release was called Strong Like That. That was, of course, I Know I'm Losing You, featuring Roosevelt Collier and Wes Watkins. Good stuff. And good stuff for sure to start off. New noise from the Amplifier Heads from their brand new release called Songs From They Came to Rock. That was Dead Star. I love that. All right. Also love this. Speed Fossil, one of my favorites, has a brand new EP out. It's called Room with a View, Volume 1. And View is spelled V-U, as in the meter. Yeah. I love it. Frozen Drops of Fire is this one. It's new noise right here at WMFO. We'll be right back.
nothing left to tell. She took it all away from me. We'll be right back.
change is coming soon. Only when you least expect it to. Where I come from, we got different views. Fool me, thought we had. Get blue or we fly to the moon. Remember, it's never too late to choose. Let it roll, let it roll, let it roll right out the door. Let it fall, let it fall, let it fall right through the floor. Let them sink like a stone. We'll be right back.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WMFO right here in Medford. How you doing? I'm Mike. It's 10:23 in the morning, and just had a five-song set with a couple of friends in there. Let me tell you about that. Ended up with the fifth song of the set, Ann Husick and Exit 99. Just had the pleasure of meeting Ann and her band last weekend at the Worthen Attic. And they told us all about this brand new record, and they played a bunch of stuff from it. That was from their new EP that just came out days ago called Master Plan. That was Nickel Down. Oh, looking forward to playing more from that band. Wonderful stuff. And just before that, yeah, I love covers. And that was Will Daly with a cover of Hoist That Rag. It was written by Kathleen Brennan and Tom Waits, and Tom Waits put that out as well. What a nice job. What a great cover of that. Again, Will Daly and Hoist That Rag. Just before that, a band called Illinois Joy. A self-titled EP came out in 2023. That was Yours to Lose. Fastball. From 1998, a record called All the Pain Money Can Buy. That was Fire Escape. And our good friend Speed Fossil from their new EP called Room with a View, Volume 1. Room with a VU, Volume 1. Frozen Drops of Fire. Just a wonderful local power pop from Speed Fossil once again. All right, talking about some wonderful power pop, The Sins have a brand new record called Little Miss Lost. And this right here is the title track. Brand new noise right here at WMFO.
Your life don't feel the same. Look for things you know it. because I think of you in every girl I meet. It's no relief, it sounds to me just as sweet. So maybe I'm a fool for feeling you, but the way we kiss that night,
reflecting
WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. It's 10:42 in the morning. Let me tell you what I played in that last set, starting with the fifth song. Wow, what an earworm that is. Brand new noise from our friends in Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones. Bye Bye Sunday Afternoon. Yeah, earworm. Nice job, you guys. What a great track. Just before that, Delta Spirit from 2010. They had a record called History from Below. That was Bushwick Blues. The band Homework from New York. They put out a single called Dummy Run. Nice and crungy and crunchy and a little distorted. It's awesome. That was called Dummy Run. Letters to Cleo just before that. From 2016's Back to Nebraska, that was Four Leaf Clover, and started off with new noise from The Sins, the title track from their latest called Little Miss Lost. All right, I've got some brand new noise from local band Happy Little Clouds. This is just an excellent song. These guys are fantastic. Once again, new noise, Happy Little Clouds. This is I Don't Suppose at WMFO.
Last. My cause Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
WMFO Medford, just about 10:56 in the morning. I'm Mike. I've been here with you since 9. It's about time for me to get out of here because something about the women is coming in, but I'm going to tell you who's here in a second. I'm going to surprise you because it was a surprise to me, but a nice one. So that last set included, the last song there was Sharp Clash from the UK, brand new single from that great band called Catch My Breath. The Nerves, just before that, in 2008, they put out that song called One Way Ticket. Stupidity from 2023's record. There was A Monkey in a Suit is Still a Monkey, featuring Keith Strang of the Fleshtones. I think the monkey they're referring to is the Orange Menace, but I'm not sure, but I think so. I know they hate him. Yeah, yeah. Happy Little Clouds. Yeah, that was awesome. I Don't Suppose, brand new single from them. And started off with Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones. Great, great song that I mentioned before. Bye Bye Sunday Afternoon. All right, Ryan Doyen is calling.
Hey,
Ryan, are you here?
It's me.
Hey, it's you. It's nice to see you. I didn't
nice
expect
to see you.
You
too, pal. I didn't expect to be here either.
Yeah, I knew that you weren't feeling well, so.
Yeah, I had to miss my show yesterday, and I really thought I was going to be able to do it. I was really, really thought.
I was up surprised because you never miss it. You're like me.
I never miss my show. It has to be something real bad.
Yeah.
But about 4 a.m. on Friday morning, I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it, so I threw it up on the sub list hoping somebody would take it, but I really wanted to be here. My body said no.
So when did the ladies ask you to sit in?
A long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, this was planned, and I didn't want to, you know, let them down.
Yeah.
But I also am very aware of my, I've gone through this sickness that I have. It hits me every once in a while. So I knew that even though I was sick, I couldn't make my show. I knew I'd be okay this day because I'm just used to this.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I was coming in.
Well, I mean, you also know this place down the hall on the right. There's two options for you.
Exactly.
That's right.
But, you know, I do feel better. I mean, I think I told you I'm about 45% Ryan, which is real low level.
That's
Ryan.
Really low.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But I can do it, though.
You can do it.
Yeah.
So you know what? Just don't say much and just play a bunch of good stuff.
I'll play a bunch of good stuff. And this actually being on the radio makes me feel better.
Of course.
So, yeah, and seeing you makes me feel better.
Of course.
So, yeah, so I'm already...
It's kind of sunny out.
Kind of sunny. I'm already feeling better just being on the mic and hanging out with you, buddy.
Well, very nice.
Yeah.
All right, so what you going to do today? Anything special? You put together some...
I was trying to, but this whole thing waylaid me, putting a real solid show together. But I have an idea, and I'm going to be celebrating Sharon Jones. It's her birthday.
Yeah.
So
that was a big loss,
Sharon Jones, a big loss.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a little bit of soul. I'm going to celebrate some albums that are out that are really great from 2024. It's Asian Island Pacific Heritage Month, AAPI, and I'm going to play some music from them. It's going to be good.
Very cool.
It's gonna be good.
And maybe for lunch you could have some Asian food.
I don't really want to think about eating right now.
Oh, yeah, you know, that was a bad move on my part.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, so at 1 minute to 11, he hates me now. All right, so Ryan Doyen here for Something About the Women.
Yes.
We're starting off with whom?
We are starting off with Mary Timoney of Helium and X-Hex fame, and she has a new solo album that came out last year. It is called Untame the Tiger, and I really love Mary Timoney, so I'm going to play something. I'm going to kick off the show with this.
All right, well, cross your fingers. I'm going to play a CD.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, Skybar will be here because I'll be traveling to parts unknown. So thanks, Skybar, in advance for doing that.
Safe travels to you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. So, okay, I'm going to try the CD player. This is Ryan and Something About the Women.
Woo-hoo.
Here at WMFO. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Mike. Bye-bye.